Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to KRBD Ketchikan. I'm Maria Dudzak. I am joined in the studio by Don Moss with Women in Safe Homes. He is the president of the board. Am I correct on that?
Yes, that is correct.
And is here to give us an update on what is happening with WISH. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Good morning to everyone listening. WISH is in the midst of a transition phase that probably began several months ago. And as several people know, WISH was on probation starting last year, actually almost exactly a year at this point. And I just want to let everyone know right off the bat that we are catching up to that. We are have made a lot of progress. WISH has hired two consultants. One actually is our interim executive director. That would be Katie Tipos. And she's just been great guns. She's done a lot of things. She's helped bring the staff together, brought in more training, helped develop more policies and improve the old policies that we have, just connecting with our outreach programs and connecting with our community partners in a very significant way. We also hired a consultant to help us through the transition process, and that is Jane Andreen is her name. She actually sat in on two board retreats, one last spring and then one just a couple of weeks ago. At the last board retreat, the board developed a new strategic plan that it will use to guide the process for finding an executive director, a permanent executive director, as well as to guide us through the process of improving all our systems, the way we go about business. And I think the bottom line of what I'm trying to say here is that WISH is open for business, that we're doing everything we can to help women in need in this community, women who have suffered from domestic violence or sexual assault. And, of course, we also help men on occasion when they come to us. But we're open. We're doing a better job than we probably have ever done, and we're going to continue to improve.
When you're talking about changes, are those required to get off probation, so to speak? I mean, is that why you're making changes?
Well, I would say philosophically we're making the changes because we want to do the best job we can possibly do. But yes, of course, many of the changes that we have made and the improvements we've made has been to satisfy the Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. They are our largest funder. They fund us about to the tune of about $850,000 a year. And a little over a year ago, they let us know that they weren't happy with the way we were doing business. They didn't like some of the procedures that we were using in our shelter and a few other things that were going on. And so we're going to meet, I say we, Katie Tipos should be there, as well as Rebecca Junker, who is our shelter manager, and Jamie Palmer will be on the phone. She's on vacation in North Carolina, but she'll be on the phone for the meeting next week with the Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault, at which time they will allow input from us, and then they will go into session and make a decision on where we stand on the probation. We're hoping that they're going to acknowledge that we have made a significant progress, including satisfying what they've asked us to do in some areas. I suspect they may want to see that we continue for a time doing what we're doing before they release us completely from probation, but we would hope they would remove some of the requirements that they have us under right now. We've been communicating with them. Katie Tipos sent a lengthy letter to them before she went off hunting. Katie is in the mountains somewhere in Kodiak hunting for sheep. Anyway, we're trying our best to meet those requirements. And yes, many of the changes that we've made address the issues that CDVSA has raised with us.
What has been the impact of being on probation? Has that cost funding?
It's never cost us any funding. What it did do in terms of funding was there was a period of time where CDVSA required us to be on a payback system where we would have to submit our expenses at the end of each month and then they would pay us back. That slowed us down a little bit in our bookkeeping and so on. But we have received all of the funding that they agreed to give us. This year, when we received our FY17 funding from CDVSA, they added some requirements to our probation status. They require monthly reporting where it used to be only quarterly. We're hoping that they might ease up on that one because that takes a tremendous amount of time every month for the shelter manager, for the executive director, and so on to produce the reports they want once a month. We're not complaining about it. We're just saying that we would prefer not to have that because we need to put our energy in other areas. We'll see what they have to say about that.
And is this meeting, there's a meeting next week, is that open to the public?
It is open to the public. They'll be meeting with our people on, I believe, Friday morning. I don't remember the exact times. You can go online and you can find the agenda for the Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. They're actually meeting in Bethel, so they're way out there, so to speak. I hope the people in Bethel enjoy their opportunity to meet the board, the council, I mean. And what was your question?
Well, as if the public can attend, and so can they provide input, make comments?
Right, they can.
You mentioned the board is meeting. Is there a general meeting for the public, or they can go to that meeting?
Oh yeah, most of their meeting is open to the public. The only exception are executive sessions, and they will have an executive session after they talk to our people. And that's when they will actually make decisions on the status of our probation. When they come out of executive session, then they will make a motion. So if people are listening, or if they fly all the way out to Bethel, then they will know exactly what our status is as regards as probation at that time. Otherwise, it will be written up the following week. We'll get some information on it, and then we'll distribute that as best we can throughout the community. And I wanted to add one of the things that we've done, and you asked about what some of the impacts have been from probation. One of the impacts is it has forced WISH as an organization, both the board and the administration, to be more transparent with the community and with its membership. Which has a lot of benefits. We also had a membership meeting in August where we elected several board members. So we now have a board. We have about nine active board members. Excuse me, that's not correct. We have about 11 active board members with potential of having 14. And so that's probably the largest number of board members that we've had in a long time. And they were elected by the membership. So now the membership has they have a feeling of being connected to the board. So we're a lot more transparent. We're trying to get information out to our members on a regular basis. We have set up email system where whenever we make a decision or we need some assistance from the membership or we want to pass on information, we have a email system where we do that. So that's one of the positive outcomes of this probation.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else that you wanted to add?
Well, I want to remind everyone that October is what we call Domestic Violence Month. It may not sound all that positive, but the idea is that we acknowledge and we honor the women who are survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault, and men as well. And there are several activities in the community sponsored by different organizations. One of the things we're doing is we're having a food drive. So there'll be boxes out at most of the grocery stores and probably other places that we'll announce later. But there's several other things. There's flyers around town about some of the activities. So if you know someone who has survived sexual assault or domestic violence, just tell them you appreciate that they've hung in there, and I hope some of them have success stories that involve WISH.
Okay, and so that the food collected would go to the WISH shelter?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So we go to the WISH shelter. We have a need all year long for food. We're doing pretty good right now, but we're wanting to get the foods that we need to get through the winter.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for being here.
Well, thank you for the time.
Don Moss, who's the president of WISH Women in Safe Homes.